It's been a long wait for desperate Americans in need of financial aid to get through the pandemic. But now the President, Donald Trump, is indicating he may not approve the $900 billion COVID relief package. Republicans and Democrats have been at loggerheads over the bill for the last 3 months, but they'd finally agreed on its terms. The President has been putting pen to paper, though, issuing a flurry of pardons to friends and allies. Samantha Donovan reports.
Republicans and Democrats have been negotiating the relief package for months, but the president says the final product is a disgrace.
It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma.
The president is asking Congress to amend the bill to increase the payment to Americans in need from $600 to $2,000 and remove what he calls the wasteful expenditure on some items. And he's still clinging to the notion that he may remain in office.
Send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me.
Bruce Walpe is a senior fellow at the US Studies Centre in Sydney. He says the president's statement on the package is disturbing.
It's going to cause an awful lot of chaos and uncertainty at a time when Americans want economic relief and stimulus from the devastating effects of the pandemic. So this has thrown, at the last minute, a monkey wrench into something that is designed to keep the government funded and provide economic relief to the American people.
We're seeing lines of Americans waiting for food from charities just before Christmas. If the package doesn't get approved, how big a blow will it be to them?
People right now are wondering how they're going to make their late on rent in December. How are they going to make January? They don't have jobs. They need unemployment assistance. That's not going to happen. It takes a catastrophe and turns it into a true calamity for millions of households across the country.
Are some of his concerns about the bill's provisions justified, though?
All the staff in the White House were giving signals to the members of Congress working on this legislation. It was okay. He was going to sign it. They are stunned at this turnaround. So he really has just kicked over the table in a fit as he is under immense pressure from losing the election.
While President Trump is refusing to sign off on the COVID relief package, he has been putting pen to paper, issuing a raft of pardons. Among those who've been cleared are four Blackwater guards who opened fire on unarmed Iraqis in Baghdad in 2007. 14 people were killed in the massacre. George Papadopoulos, the former Trump campaign aide who pleaded guilty to lying to the Mueller investigation, has also been given a pardon. His 2016 meeting in a London wine bar with Alexander Downer, then Australia's High Commissioner to the UK, played a role in sparking the probe. Bruce Walpe says it's not unusual for presidents to issue pardons just before Christmas, but Donald Trump doesn't follow the usual processes.
They come from the White House. They're not vetted by the Justice Department. They deal with friends and associates and people who are making cases who are close to Trump, saying you gotta listen to this. So it really smacks of favoritism and indulging friends and associates rather than applying a rule of law or a sense of greater justice, larger justice, to people who may deserve consideration, pardon, commutation.
Bruce Walpe is a senior fellow at the US Studies Centre. Samantha Donovan reporting.